the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me.
On the chorus.
He abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. And he abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. And once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Amen. And he abides, he abides. Comforter abides in me.
Think of it.
And he is with me everywhere. He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. For the Comforter abides in me. Has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. For the Comforter abides with me.
Well, he abides.
He abides.
He abides.
He abides.
Hallelujah.
He abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the Comforter abides in me. And there's no thirsting for the things of this world. They've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my night was turned to day. All my burdens go away, for the Comforter abides in me.
Well, he abides,
he abides,
he abides.
Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day.
Everywhere. Yes, he knows my every care.
I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. For the Comforter abides with me.
Well, he
abides.
He abides.
He abides.
Hallelujah.
He abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day.
How many of you abide in you?
God bless. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to be with you this morning. I am so happy to be here in His presence. We just thank the Lord that He abides in us. Amen. What a message we're hearing this morning. It's loaded. I just was talking to Brother Jonathan. It's like, I cannot believe that we're here listening to the Philadelphian church age. Wow, he's covered so much. And my goodness, just think, on the other side, we're still going to be talking about all of these church ages. We're still going to be feasting on the word, that hidden manna, that special revelation that was given to that seventh angel messenger. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man, what a blessed people we are. And if someone thinks that we're fanatical, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I love it this way. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm just happy. Amen. I'm in Him and it doesn't matter. So praise the Lord. We send a special greetings to Brother Joseph Branham. Wherever you are, my brother, God bless you. This church, we love you. We stand behind you. We're for you. We're praying for you. Amen. We love you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We also want to say, if Brother Billy Paul is listening in, probably is, brother, God bless you. We love you too. You're special to us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And you know, this doesn't get mentioned too much, but I would like to also say to Sister Valerie, Sister Lois, we love you also. We're praying for you. And we don't understand, or we may not know what you're going through or whatever that it is, but we know that He knows. And He's watching over you. He loves you, and you're in His care, and so we love them too. They're special. Amen. What a blessed people we are. Amen. I was just thinking about how that Brother Branham, when we started this series, how he says, I want to take in another such series. I don't remember exactly the wording of this, just going by memory, so forgive me if it's not exactly verbatim. But you remember, he was talking about how he says, I want to take a message or a series on the true vine and the false vine after this is over. Now, I begin to think about it from the beginning, the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and how that he brought it in, and how that the people lost their first love. What brought you into this message? How was it that you came into this message? It was ultimately one thing, that you heard the voice of God for your first time by pushing play. That voice attracted you to this message. There may have been someone to encourage you, to share with you about the message and tell you about the prophet messenger. But it was when you heard that voice, that is what attracted your attention. And that is what anchored it deep in your heart from that point on. Then it became your absolute. Then it became all the other voices mean nothing to me. It's the message of the hour. It is the prophet, vindicated prophet, messenger for this age. That's what attracted you. But what happened? They got away from their first love. When you get away from the tapes, you're getting away from your first love. You're flirting with another voice. Yeah. It was the deeds of Nicolaitans. And then in the next age, they got bitterer. The false vine got bitter. See that true vine and that false vine working its way through. Then it was the marriage to the church and the state. Looks pretty good, don't it? The bride ain't interested. She's married to the Word. Amen. Amen. Man. When you get away from the taste, when you get away from the Word, you get really sick. And the only way back for recovery, the only way back for restoration, is you've got to go back to that tape voice, stay with that tape voice, and anchor your soul on it, and that settles it. Amen. Yes, sir. But what happened? Let me read you this little quote. Brother Branham says on the Philadelphian church age, he says, quote, "When the bride has been committed to the groom, she takes off her veil and places it over the groom's shoulders, signifying that not only is she under his dominion, that she has transferred her rights to him, amen, that he is the head, but he also, that he bears the responsibility and the care, and that he and he alone, no one else, no other man, no other power has any right and responsibility. And that, beloved, is the key of David. God being sovereign, he foreknew by divine decree exactly who would be his bride. He chose her, she did not choose him. He called her, she did not come on her own. He died for her. He washed her in his own blood. He paid the price for her. She belongs to him and to him alone. She is wholly committed to him, and he accepts the obligation. He is her head, for Christ is the head of his church. As Sarah called Abraham Lord, even so the bride is happy that he is her Lord. He speaks, and she obeys, for that is her delight." End quote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So the bride is married to the Word. And she's wholly committed to that voice and that voice alone. Because that is the authority. That's the supreme authority that God has vindicated to her. Amen. Then there was a doctrine of the Nicolaitans, the doctrine of Balaam. Well, I'll just leave that alone. Then there was a Jezebel. Yeah. She thought that she could interpret the word. Just remember, the interpretation only comes to God's prophets. They have, "Thus saith the Lord." And when they speak, you better watch out. You know, when you approach a prophet, you better watch out what you're doing. You better approach that prophet right. If you get that
that special opportunity to speak to God's prophet, you are in trouble. First, you better listen and not go in with your own preconceived ideas. Because if you do, you're going to miss it. I don't care what you think is right. I don't care how you've got it figured out. I don't care how much you've studied. I don't care what you think you know. You better bury it. And when the answer comes, sometimes it's, or most of the time, yeah, it's totally contrary to what we think. Because God don't need our thinking. God don't need our help, man. No, sir. God speaks it, and that's it. And so when you get that answer, just follow through with that answer. And though you may not understand it, it's going to work out exactly perfect because it's God. Amen. And so Jezebel, she thought she could interpret the word, but the interpretation of the word only comes to prophets. When God does anything through all the pages of this Bible, there's never been a time that he did anything that he didn't use a prophet to do it. God doesn't change his program. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Nothing can separate us, the bride of Jesus Christ, from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from this message. Do you want to be restored? Amen. You fill in the blank. What do you have need of this morning? Amen. Whatever it is, do you want to be restored, fully restored? Amen. Do you want God to speak to you? Yes, I guarantee you he's going to speak to you today. Amen. Because you will hear the voice of God. That voice is the only way for you to receive your healing, your salvation, the Holy Ghost, for your family to be restored, for your loved ones to be brought in. Whatever it is that Satan has robbed you, the voice of God is the only way to restore it back to you. Do you want to be in the resurrection? Do you want to be in the rapture? Amen. Do you want to receive a body change? Amen. It's going to be the voice of God to give it to you. Amen. The commission that the angel gave to Brother Branham, get the people to believe you, and nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. That commission applies to us this very day. And I'm riding on it. Amen. 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 The conditions mean nothing. I don't care what the conditions are. The conditions mean nothing. The condition for us is for this to be applied to our heart. We have to hear God's prophet. Amen. We've got to hear that prophet. But not only do we've got to hear it, because people will say, well, I just push play. I push play. Praise the Lord. But I really want God to speak to me. Amen. He is speaking to you, and you aren't listening. You've got to push play. You've got to believe that prophet. And then you've got to obey that prophet. And then it's going to happen. And that
is the power and manifestation. That is the gospel being preached in power and in manifestation. You can't have the gospel preached in power and in manifestation without hearing the voice of God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Forgive me here. I'm going to just take one more minute. But he's going to tell you today that you are a pillar in the temple of God. And pillars don't move. They stay steady. So no matter how many winds of doctrine come around, you're anchored. You've got the revelation. You've got the faith. You've got the victory. The conditions mean nothing. And you're anchored. And he will manifest this word to you, and you will see the word alive in power and in demonstration. You are a part of the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Nothing can move you from that position. Nothing in this world or conditions can make you as a believer abdicate your position as a part of the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I just want to read one more quote to you. Brother Branham said on the message that you'll hear today, he says, quote, "I'll make him a pillar. I'll put him back in the foundation of my word, in the house of my God. Oh my. I'll put him right there in that pillar in the foundation where you stay right in the word." Amen. I like that, brother. It's good. I may act funny. But I feel good, all right. Make him a, he that overcome, make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall not, and he shall go out no more out. What is that? He's a pillar. He ain't going out no more. He's the bride. End quote. There's a people today that is anchored in that rock, anchored in this message, and they will not go out no more. And that is you. I just love it. I've got to stop. One more thing. But you know what? Satan will try to tell you that you're not worthy. You don't deserve it. And all of the mistakes and all, and on, the list goes on and on and on. And as long as you listen, he'll talk to you. Forget that. We cannot afford to do that. It's a battle, yes. But we are, as a part of the bride, we are the very righteousness of God. Amen. It's not anything you did. You didn't do nothing, neither did I. He has already made it for us. Amen. He's already done it. Amen. I'm just here to believe. I'm here to hear that voice, believe that prophet, and obey that prophet. And it's done. Don't you love the Lord Jesus? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. There's many requests here. But he's already done it for us. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's sing it to him. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too big.
Father, what an honor it is to be here this morning, to serve you, Lord, to be assembled, Lord, with your people, Lord. Lord, you've healed us, you saved us, Lord. You comfort us, Lord. You sent us the word, Father. What an honor it is, Lord. Lord, and thank you so much for your grace. We bring every one of these requests, Lord, to you, Lord. We ask, Lord. And Lord, we know we'll receive. We just thank you so much. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for all the ones you've already healed, Lord. We thank you for Sister Cullum, Lord. Praise report. Her lungs are clear. We thank you for Brother Micah Strunk. He walked in this morning on his own.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We just thank you for everything, Lord. We ask you to reveal your word to us this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. What a blessing it is to be here this morning. How many is happy to be here in the house of the Lord? How many is going to be happy when we're with Him? You know, Brother Branham said, there's no better place to be than in the house of the Lord except for to be with Him. So we're looking forward to that, and soon, and very soon, that's going to be happening. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. See the King, and no more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more crying there. We are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are for another opportunity to come into your house to worship you, Lord. And we invite you, Lord, and just pray that you'd come and be with us. Lord, we pray you meet each need that each one comes, Lord, and has. Help us, Lord, to... As Lord, we hear your word to quicken it to our hearts, Lord, and that we might be able to know you, Lord, in the power and the resurrecting power, Lord, that you have for us. Be with us now, we pray, and bless these tithes and offerings. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
sickness. No more sickness there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more sickness there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more sickness there. We are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. No more dying. Oh, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Oh, no more dying there. We are going to see the King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. And let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus more. Throughout eternity, the great I Am.
thank you, Lord. It's just your grace, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. All you. We just invite you now, Lord Jesus, just to come now and speak to every heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this message. This messenger. It's a message, Lord, to restore us. To restore everything back to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Let's sing it to you. Amen. Turn this service now to God's servant and prophet messenger for this day, Brother William Marion Branham, our pastor. God bless you.